The news just broke. Man with a shopping cart.
Lost pioneer.
Original
American.
True
hobo.
Boxcar
man.
Sifting through the
dumpster cans.
Hey there. Power went out, and I'm thinking I'll just do a podcast, but I don't have anything in particular, no topic to discuss. I think I'll just swing it and see what happens. So, a busy season here is about to start. September in the Caribbean, kind of the slow month. Now, kids going back to school. Summer's been over, so this is probably our most dead time, and it's actually been busy. If that's a sign of the economy, that's a good thing. That is showing signs that economy's picking up, because I don't like how news, hardly news anymore, agenda. They should change it to agenda instead of news. Propaganda agenda. So, you know, it's sort of the type of thing where when you tell people there's a recession, it creates a recession, right? Normally people are just working along, doing their thing, and you say, oh, there's a recession, and it puts this thing in people's head that, oh, you know, better not spend too much money, could lose my job next week, or Don't spend as much, or whatever the agenda is to create this mindset within the people. So I always wonder about that bullshit that they say, you know, we're in a recession or we're not. It's like, well, would I even know if you didn't tell me? Most people wouldn't. Maybe the entertainment industry can see it, but again, on this island, It's been pretty good. So, to me, that's a sign that people are prospering and spending money. An actual physical sign, not what somebody tells you. So yeah, I got my friends coming in a couple of days, and I hope that I can stay away from $1,600 bar tabs. You can look at our life as basically Fast Times at Richmond High. Or Dazed and Confused. He was the guy who was the stoner. The cool guy who was a stoner, but we all grow out of that. Some people don't. But I'm still not sure whether he did or not. Because he sure loves the Caribbean, I tell you. So, yeah, it's always good to see him. He's coming, and his girlfriend was a really nice person. I've been here like 10 years, and I come and I go down to the beach, and he's just rapping with everybody, knows more people than me. So he's him and her, I've probably mentioned it a bunch of times, but they're coming, hopefully, you know, they want to come here and live as they're eventually retiring soon. They're not as old as you would think when you say retirement. They had the luck of one of those jobs that you can keep forever, which don't exist anymore. You know, they used to. So, that is the deal. And he's bringing me a shitload of maple syrup, because that stuff's like gold. You know, I give to the police, I give to people. And, you know, here, for what I pay $5 is $60 a bottle to get. So it's a nice gift. If anyone's ever tried maple syrup or hasn't tried it, you should, because it's pretty amazing. It's cool how they make it too. They just hang a bucket on a tree and just stick a freaking spout right into the maple tree. And it just drips out slowly. Almost like molasses, it just drips out. And then, you know, if you have a farm, a friend of mine did, or does, back in Canada, and you just have acres and acres of maple trees and just buckets attached to them. Now, I imagine it's quite the slow process, but it's still a farm, you know? So, and there's nothing more amazing than maple syrup. Truly Canadian thing. And what else is going on? I'm trying to prepare for my son coming. He's going to also stack up with maple syrup. You can't get enough of that. It makes great gifts when you go out with someone or you take out a girl on a date or whatever the case is. It's like, you know, it's golden. It's golden. Better than a bottle of wine, that's for sure. Well, in some cases, depends. Yeah, so it will pick up here soon. And the economy is any indication. It's just this September, which is the deadest of all the months for tourism, has been very busy. So that's a good thing. Yeah, the news, political news I see today, which was pretty cool, that Trump has, in front of the UN, basically just said that he is rejecting globalism and all forms of it. And I thought, wow, I never thought I would hear the day. Good for him, because you know what? Globalism was going to be the death of everybody. It was going to be Agenda 21. And I haven't looked too deeply into Agenda 21, but it would, you know, it was considered a conspiracy theory. But hey, so were the bees. When I was complaining about the bees dying, that was considered a conspiracy theory years and years ago. And you know, all the types of things like that is now actually true. So, you know, you got to, conspiracy theories, you can take them how you like, but you should never just dismiss them completely. So, but yeah, Agenda 21 is basically depopulating the earth. That's the whole thing about that, and bringing it down to a minimum level population. And yeah, so this is again about, you know, my last podcast is, I am fed up with this bullshit that of government and just the perception of all of it. It's all about perception, and it's all about the next election, and none of it ever seems to be about you know, the people. The Supreme Court judge too as well. Now, this is pretty messed up. This is messed up shit. Look, I can't remember his name now because my memory sucks, but I should have took notes, but obviously it's in the news right now. So now the Democrats have dug up, they're trying to stall it. They're trying to stall it because it will give the Republicans, I guess, a majority in whatever the political system is about the Supreme Court. I don't get that deep into politics. I look on the surface and I see what I see. But yeah, so they were trying to reject and stall and, you know, just basically just stop whatever it is that every little thing that the Republicans are doing, the Democrats are just trying to stop it. It's always kind of been like that, but now it's getting into worse territory. But the thing that creeps me out is the fact that these are just allegations and from 30 years ago, and the witnesses there, the witnesses that they've brought forward, half of them don't even recall it. The people that were supposed to be there don't remember it, and like, there's not one substantial witness. So now you're starting to hear, okay, this is when we know we're in big, big, big trouble. That it's now up to him to prove his innocence, as opposed to, you know, innocent until proven guilty. And it's all about, well, we should give women a chance, but okay, this man has a woman and he has a kid and he has a family. So you have to look at both sides of this and say, this isn't just about like whatever it was. He was supposed to be exposing himself. And then in the end, you know, apparently she's just like, well, maybe it wasn't him. So now you have a guy whose life's going to be ruined. His life is going to be ruined and stall tactics. So these tactics that they're using is like steamrolling over people's lives. And it's sickening because, I mean, 35 years ago, somebody makes a claim and you have to prove you're innocent. So it's basically, I could just walk up to anyone, or any girl could just walk up to any guy that's pissed them off and said, you know what? You raped me. Prove it. Prove it that you didn't. Because this is exactly what it is. I don't know how people can think that this is right. And I do understand where they're coming from as far as, yes, okay, with women should have the right to not be dismissed if they make a claim. But there's no way you should have to freaking prove your innocence over a claim of something that happened 35 years ago. Well, he's got kids and a family and everything else. How the fuck do you even prove it? How do you prove your innocence? How do you even prove it happened? This is like some serious messed up territory going on right there. Really, really messed up. And the snowflakes are just going to one day grow up and realize they ruined the country. And is it going to be, you know, too late, hopefully, that all this shit's going to stop? And, of course, the other side of the news is now saying that, you know, the Clintons have basically officially been nailed and called out. And Trump, I mean, from what I read from the Rebel News Media, which is Canadian, that the U.S. has been in a state of emergency for a year now. And Trump is actually going to start having hearings into all this corruption and all this bullshit that's going on. And hopefully, if that's true, that is a good thing. Because it's not been a government since, you know, JFK. JFK was shot and killed, or should I say he was assassinated, and in my opinion, by the U.S. government. So it hasn't been a government for the people since that time, and all it's been is just selling out and bullshit. And hopefully things will change. Trump is, he's trying to, you know, take the country back, whether it's true or not. And again, I am so fed up with all of it because as far as I'm concerned, I really do think it's all just one big fucking joke. You know, some of the reports I've read that they are actually being defeated, you know, or their power and stronghold is actually, what is it? It was the UN address there. And I'm listening to Trump and I'm thinking, it's hilarious because at the same time, he is talking about people should close their borders and do their own thing and blah, blah, blah. And yet, he then is almost dictating what one of our allies is trying to buy or kind of merge and swing their demand for oil over to Russia. And Trump is kind of just, you know, the whole speech is kind of just, it's like he's contradicting himself the whole time. He's saying, on one hand, he rejects globalism, but he's saying that this country, oh, it was Germany, yes, Germany needs to reject and needs to reject this direction that it's heading, and where it's going to have its dependence on Russia for its oil. So if you're going to reject globalism, why are you actually kind of trying to influence other countries anyway? So you can't have it both ways. That's the way I look at it. Trump is contradicting himself in many ways, where he wants to just come home and do his thing and reject the globalism, but yet he spent $650 billion or trillion, whatever that number was, and make the military the strongest it's ever been. So he's building up a huge military force, but rejecting globalism. So I don't understand. I don't understand, really. If you're truly going to reject globalism, just come in, close your borders, and build a defensive force around, you know, North America. An impenetrable force, you know, where you are almost like Israel, where they have these missile silos everywhere, where there's just going to be a defensive force. So you're going to have an offensive force, but if you really truly reject globalism, you need to come in and you need to stop worried about what China's doing, worried about what Russia's doing, worried about Middle East, all of it. Because then we're still relying on international money, so we haven't done anything. And I know there's also a push for get away from the petrodollar, which is the American dollar. And I mean, other countries have tried it from what I know, and it's failed miserably. But they are taking a risk, and they are trying to make their own currency. And this is a dangerous game right there, because America will do anything to keep that petrodollar. They will do anything, and I mean anything, at all costs, even nuclear war, to be that economic superpower. The way I look at it, things, they're not necessarily looking any better. It's just taking a different direction. It's taking a different direction with regards to how this war will start. You know, it's going to be, it makes no difference anyways. I don't think nukes are going to be the way. It'll be hacking into power grids, because they do say, if it's not EMP, it'll be, you know, like a high yield EMP into the atmosphere above the USA. When they do that, they say that 90% of the US population will be dead within a year, because through the years, obviously, we have lost our survival instincts. We've completely lost them. So it's like, if we can't get it from a store, we wouldn't know where to get it, which is a shame. And this is why I always claim I reject materialism, because materialism is what created this monster. And materialism will be what ends it. You know, these guys like the Rastafaris, they don't even own phones. They don't eat meat. They're pure vegetarians. They will go in the field. They'll smoke doobies. They'll talk jaw. Those will be the guys that will be surviving through this apocalypse, if it ever happens. If all power shut off. The people that couldn't care less whether the stores open now, tomorrow, or next week. I know when that hurricane brought in the flooding last year, I think it was, reporters were down there reporting, and they said within like 24 hours, it was pretty much anarchy. 24 hours, it's all it fucking took for people to be out with guns protecting their property and shit. 24 hours. So you know, how long will we last before you're gonna be just, you know, dead, basically. None of us know how to hunt, especially the city folk. You ain't gonna last. You're pretty much the first to go. That's it. The country guys, the guys that, you know, burning wood, out hunting every weekend, they could survive too, but they're gonna have troubles. If you don't know how to farm and you don't know how to preserve your food, then you're not gonna last very long. If you're truly gonna reject globalism, you can't still control the world's money either. You want to be the world leader, but you're rejecting globalism. So it's very, this whole thing, you know, I've woken up to. It's all another head game, all of it. Live long and prosper. Cheers.
Dumpster cans. searching for the guest, oh God. He's searching for the guest, oh God. I'm going to go.